This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. The NFL trade deadline just passing 10 seconds ago. What else is going to come in under the wire? Stay tuned. We are watching everything. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. I guess the Jags ended up trading for Jacoby Myers, the wide receiver from the Raiders who has wanted out since training camp. He finally has a new home. He's heading to Jacksonville to see if they can get things going. The Jags were rumored to be shopping Brian Thomas Jr., but they end up adding a wide receiver there for Trevor Lawrence. But the big news here in Cowboys land is going to be two trades on the day. We woke up with Logan Wilson coming to the Cowboys for a 7, and then about 2 hours ago now, the Cowboys trade a 2027 first-round pick and a 2026 second-round pick plus Mozzie Smith to the Jets for one of the best defensive tackles in football, Quinnen Williams. So I think it's a day worth celebrating for the Cowboys, but if this is all that they were going to do, it's just a long-term building situation. I guess it'll be up for debate, but I would be shocked if adding these two players fixes them enough to mitigate the absolute disaster that's been happening on the back end. I guess coming out of the bye, you'll get Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker back.
Savone Rebel.
Savone Rebel.
And I don't know what to even expect there.
But yeah, and you got Carson, too, that I felt like, and I'll get into it at 340 in Krusty's Corner, but, I think that you maybe found something there from what I saw him playing in that football game.
And so it might be time to give Zion Childress an opportunity.
Helping some coverage stuff, yeah.
They just played so much bad football, even when they were healthy. I guess I haven't imagined that them getting healthy, adding a couple of players at the trade deadline.
It might be too late.
I mean, and even if it is, I would just like to see signs of positivity heading into the offseason. Like, could Savone Rebel at least show enough to be like, okay, that's a starting corner for you next year?
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, along with what you're seeing from Ezeraku and Tyler Booker most weeks. Maybe you can make some positives out of the season as far as building for the immediate, but I'm not seeing anything else. Are you, Chief? Anything else popping up here on the wires?
There was a, Saints are trading Trevor Penning, their offensive lineman, to the Chargers, probably for that Joe Alt injury situation there. So that's the deadline deal that Schefter just pumped out. I'm not seeing anything else, though.
Okay. The Jets were by far the busiest team of the day, and by trading Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, they are the first team since at least 1995 to trade multiple former AP first team All-Pro players on the same day. What do you think about that overall strategy? To me, you're never that far off in the NFL. I would be holding on to my best players unless we found ourselves in salary cap hell from going for it and we need some sort of salary cap relief. But I'm trying to keep guys who are 25, 26 years old that have been all pros already.
Yeah, I mean, I think that like with Quinnen Williams, he was clearly unhappy and made that very known. And so you get a quality deal in return for him. Okay. And Sauce Gardner, I think you got like an absolute home run deal.
Yeah.
Right? Like you got 2 first-round picks for him.
That was an overpay to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. That's a touch of an overpay, especially from the Colts standpoint. It's like, wow, so you're really confident that Daniel Jones is your guy? Like, they're not going to keep any options open for trying to maneuver to get a quarterback of the future. They're just going all in on Daniel Jones. Okay. So, for the Jets, I think they're I don't mind what they're doing at all.
What did you think about Ben Solak, who tweeted that Sauce isn't an overpay? It was Micah Parsons that was an underpay.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, if you put it in those terms, I do think Micah was an underpay. So, I don't know.
I think that's the Cowboys mismanaged the timing of it. Yeah. And that goes back to the lack of the plan, right? Their intention was to have Mikey here. And then when the feelings got hurt and they decided to move him, the timing now is like it's a week before the season starts. So like maybe the Jets, maybe they could have orchestrated this deal. Now, you know, with Quinnen Williams and they move from Sauce Gardner, that frees up some cap space for them. Could they then have given Micah a contract that he wanted? Maybe. But instead, at the time, the Jets weren't able to do that. So now you've only got a short list of teams that could not only pay Micah, but also had a player that they wanted in return when they were looking at the defensive tackle spots. So you were limited. And Kenny Clark was the guy that they wanted. So they ended up trading with Green Bay.
Yeah, I guess if Kenny Clark was a few years younger, it would be different. But it's hard to consider the long-term value of Kenny Clark if he's just going to spend 1 year here and then be a cap casualty. But this is, you know, why I think you want to maybe wait, because teams are going to be willing to give up more now when they know they're in the fight and they have a much clearer idea of what their needs are. But you don't end up getting that much more for Micah than what you gave up to get Quinnen Williams. And depending on where those picks fall, like the draft points on the board might be kind of similar. When it was a 1+ for Quinnen Williams, I think that, you know, the story changed a bit about 30 minutes after the trade when it came in as a 1 and a 2. It was nice. They're going to go ahead and take Mozzie Smith off your hands. But where you come out on this, Brian? Underpay for Micah, overpay for Quinnen Williams?
I think it's probably an underpay for Quinnen Williams myself. I think Dallas got a hell of a deal in here, you know, with the fact that to me this year one, and then you've got the two ones. I mean, it sets you up. If for me having
to
that,
go for it in 26,
yeah, well, that just to get the quality of the player. You know, I think when you look at, like, with Quinnen Williams, look at him, you know, Donovan Ezeraku. I mean, there's some hope there now, but you still got a couple of those, you know, you got a couple of those ones to be able to do some stuff with, you know, free agency. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, I wish they could have made this trade earlier. I mean, I wish this was a trade that was done, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But it is what it is. But I think that you actually underpaid for Quinnen Williams myself.
Well, you know, I do think there's an interesting evaluation though here, guys. Can we do a little bit of math? I mean, I'm not good at math. And my 14-year-old is going through the same process of realizing what, you know, trigonometry and algebra and everything is just more than our Dawson brains can handle. Okay, mm-hmm. So my sympathies go out for her. Please sympathize with me. But, I mean, you gave up 2 ones for Micah. Assuming Green Bay goes on runs, those are in the late 30s. You give up a 2 that could be, what, somewhere in the early 40s? Cowboys are going to end up with... Yeah. Top 10, maybe top 12 in the draft order. And then the better of 2 ones that could be in the top half. Like, let's say it's 15 and 45 or 230s. Which would you rather have? I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is on that, but I'd say I'd rather have the 15 and the 45. 15, I'm at least going to get a first round graded player.
How much is the extra $20 million factor in here? Because you're paying $26 million APY for Micah. Quinnen.
Oh, yeah.
Versus 46.
Yeah.
For Micah. Now, I mean, Shereen Williams makes a good point. You could end up now having Quinnen Williams in a couple of years. Is he going to want a new deal? And yeah. What would that end up being? But at least for a couple of years, you're saving yourself $20 million in comparison between the players.
Yeah, you know, at some point, I think when you're team building, it's like the dollars are the dollars, and you have to decide from a front office perspective if you're going to move
the world to make sure you can fit good players under your salary cap, or if you're going to say, oh, we can't add these players because of the salary cap. You can do whatever the hell you want. Howie Roseman just proved that. And teams that are winning the Super Bowl are making sacrifices, taking future dollars to pay now. So it really doesn't matter who the names are. You're just rotating good players on a team that's never going to get over the top because you can't possibly draft well enough to put that many good players on your team. You have to bite the bullet and say, hey, let's move future picks for paid players now. Let's absorb the salary cap hit however we have to, and let's try to win the Super Bowl. This is, you know, to me, what was so frustrating about 21, 22, and 23 is at the trade deadline, the Cowboys wouldn't make a move like this.
No.
That was the time to do it. When you were good enough to win, you just had a hole at this spot. That's when you go for the Quinnen Williams. Now it's like, okay, you got Quinnen Williams, so you're a little less crappy. And you're still five players away from trying to win it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying on that. I do. They are frustrating. You would like for this to be the over-the-top move to help you in a season where you are actually in contention. You're at the top of your division, things like that. So yeah. I get that. They are a little bit weird in the way that they time this out and when they decide to strike on something.
Yeah.
And I would rather them be the type of team that's going all in when they're rocking and rolling. And maybe tearing down a little bit more when they're not. But I do think Quinnen Williams is a hell of a player. And
sure,
you have him for the next few years, and it's a position that they struggle evaluating in general. So,
yep.
I mean, I'm here for the trade, but I get what you're saying on that.
Okay, the 682 says, so we're done. Yes, absolutely. Nothing else has come in. There were no late wire additions.
It's over. It's done.
Sorry, I guess I should have drawn more attention to that. But to that point, Eric, Brian, Wolchuk, audience at 877-881-1053. Text in what you're thinking. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous. Go ask Rodeo Ron. How about the Colts sending two ones for Sauce Gardner? That's exactly what we're talking about. And to me, it's a significant overpay.
Yeah,
you got a pretty dang good corner, but not a guy who's elite, not a guy that's dominant out there. And as the officiating has cracked down on his holding, his efficiency has come down remarkably. But the Colts are like, dang it, that's the best corner out there. Our defense is just pretty good. We can get beat. Let's go ahead and add the best corner we possibly can. And you know, maybe it does end up being an overpay that we regret. But we did everything in our power to try to take advantage of what is a historical offense here in 2025. If they could just, you know, not turn it over six times. That's crazy. They had four turnovers total going into week nine. They come out of week nine with a total of 10. Wow. Colts are doing it right, though. Yeah, that means, Jerry, you're getting outmaneuvered, outwanted, not only by Howie Roseman, but by, what is that? Is that Ursay's daughter?
No, that
it's
would
Chris
be
Ballard,
Chris
right?
Ballard.
Chris Ballard's mom?
No, Chris Ballard.
Oh, who's the gal on the sidelines?
Yeah, that's Ursay's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's the owner.
Yeah, that's the urgency and accountability and the desire. You know, that's the final decision maker on these things. Yes, we will go for it. Yes, we will sacrifice the future. We will overpay to do whatever it takes to get the best players we can get right now, not just whatever players happen to fall in our
he
lap.
He did that with Brinson Buckner, too, though, didn't he? Chris Ballard, didn't he trade a
DeForest.
One? DeForest Buckner, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he sent a one to San Fran for him.
Yeah. So he's kind of had a history of doing things like this.
Okay, it is Quinnen Williams coming to the Cowboys, though.
He played 100 years ago. What am I saying? Seriously, he played like in the 90s. What am I thinking?
Hey.
You got a lot of players up there in that head, Brian.
I'm sorry.
They can get crossed up every now and then.
A lot, yeah.
Why the Jets decided to move on from Quinnen Williams, quote, his relationships with the Jets has been deteriorating, and this goes all the way back to when they made the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. That's when things started to change. So he's a guy at this point in his career, he wants to win, and joke's on him because he's not doing it with the Cowboys either.
Yeah.
At least he'll be more visible. At least more people will see your highlights.
Oh, man.
What was the most frustrating thing about last night for you guys?
Deron Bland, probably. I mean, the offense in general.
Yeah, the offense only scoring 7 points. I was stunned at just how inept they were, specifically inside the red zone was really bad. And then just a lot of drops. I mean, Scooney had a big drop. Turpin had a big drop. CeeDee Lamb had a play where, I mean, yeah, I don't think Dak was at his best, but the pre-snap penalties, the holds that took away two first downs, one on Booker, one on Ferguson, and then the fumbles. A lot of self-inflicted wounds that are player problems. You know, like we can talk about the play calling, you know, Flus and the defense, 100%. I mean, those are all issues. But the one thing we felt good about and why we were kind of saying, hey, could you at least maybe go out at the deadline here, add a Quinn and Williams to help you get a stop or two, the last 2 weeks, now all of a sudden we're like, how is this offense the same offense we thought they were? Because last night it didn't look like it.
Yeah, that might be the thing I think that's going to resonate the longest out of it. And they got to get the discipline issues, the flags taken care of, and you know, stop the shooting yourself in the foot type of stuff. But who is this Cowboys offense now?
Yeah, see, that now this is the funny thing. People are asking me the questions, is Shoddy spending too much time with the defense, and is that messing him up on the offense? You know, and I don't know. I'm like, I don't know.
It's the job of a head coach.
Yeah, that's what you know, I was going to.
If that's an issue, then
I just
bad offensive line. It doesn't have to be a job for the head coach. If you have a competent defensive coordinator and a defense, then like Kyle Shanahan is spending very little time worrying about what Robert Saleh is doing, right?
Yeah, but
so
but
now
when,
he is.
But when
yeah.
Nick Sorensen was in there, he was probably in there every damn day.
Yeah,
when it was Steve Wilkes.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect world. It is unfortunate that it has to happen. Yeah. But given the circumstances, of course, if you're Schottenheimer, you're the head coach, you got to do what you got to do. But it's a less than ideal situation. I don't know how much of that is attributed to the offense also slipping now. I think your offensive line, I mean, the Cardinals are not a team that's just like
that's
pressuring
what,
the quarterback.
That's
this isn't
that's
like for the Broncos, problem. You're like, hey, it is the Broncos.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Okay.
That's the
I
problem I have.
Go home and understand that. But when it's the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Man, now maybe the Walter Nolan stuff is a huge help for them. They haven't had him all
season.
Josh
Sweat is a stud.
Josh Sweat, no doubt. But that was like the one guy you felt like you had to worry about, and your offensive
just
line
so,
got
just,
crushed.
Just so how quick the pressures were. Like Dak usually is pretty good at being able to move around and kind of find a spot to throw, and it just they didn't allow any of that in the pocket last night.
Well, they came into the game with 12 sacks total. That's like, what, 1.5 a game? They had 5 against you last night. So that's an interesting thing when you look at team needs going forward. I think Nate Thomas stepped in there and actually only played, what, 20 snaps?
Yeah.
He gave up the most pressures.
Actually, Steele gave up 6, and he gave up 5. But in the number of snaps he took,
yeah.
it was 19 drop-back snaps. He gave up 5 pressures.
So, yeah, you don't really have an answer there with Nate Thomas. I think maybe right now you're thinking this is a quality depth guy and maybe a swing tackle, and we'll see how he develops over the next couple of years. But going into the offseason, if you are planning on moving on from Terrence Steele, you might need a new right tackle or left tackle.
Hey, I'm raising my hand. I'm the guy that wanted to see Nate Thomas play.
Yeah.
You know, I was that guy. And
maybe if you give him a full week of work,
I was all
and you
about,
let him start.
I was all about blitzing and all about playing man coverage and all those things, too.
Is Nate Thomas, was he a left tackle?
Yes.
And Tyler Guyton was a right tackle.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe that's something that needs to happen.
All righty, what needs to happen next is the C note here, Cowboys news of the evening. Then Krusty's Corner has some film takeaways from last night coming up for you at 3:40 as we continue to react to the news. The Cowboys have traded for defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. We're back with more sports here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're in the nation. All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. We have grades coming in for the trade. What grade do you give it at 877-881-1053? Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Unbelievable. This is our last show in this studio. How long have we been here on 11? Is this like 8 years? Maybe
I mean,
more?
I started in 2016 as an intern with you guys, and you were here.
We were already here. Okay.
So at least nine years.
Okay, yes. And we want to thank everybody that's made this move possible. We're excited to get up to our new digs, and we'll christen it tomorrow with the first live show on 105 Through the Fan in the new studio. I think our fourth studio, if you consider 12 upstairs that we were in for 3 or 4 years when we first moved over here from Stemmons, Mockingbird over there.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, and now 4. So excited to keep it moving into the future. Okay, Seth Walder grading this trade a what, Eric?
Capital F, boys.
Wow.
The Jets? Or
how does he get there?
No, for the Jets, he gives them an A.
Oh. Hmm.
The Cowboys, he gives an F. He says there's no other way to put it. This is a horrific trade for the Cowboys.
Wow.
His reasoning, he says, it is completely unfathomable for a team like Dallas to be trading away major draft resources for a soon-to-be 28-year-old defensive tackle on a salary-heavy contract in a season when they have a 7% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, he does go in on Williams here a little bit. Been a great player. And he says the pass rush has fallen off a little bit, but its run stop win rate ranks second in the NFL among interior defenders. Still a very good defensive tackle, but I think he's looking at it like a little bit short sighted, thinking about like this is a super win for this year move as opposed to hey, you still have him for the next couple of years. But he's just looking at it as why would a team who has the slimmest chances for the playoffs be trading away premium assets to get a guy at 28 years old, basically.
Yeah, just because I think you've messed up so many drafts in a row, you now need good players desperately, and you really can't trust your draft just in general because of who you are and how bad you have been taking defensive players. But do you know how hard it would be for any NFL team to take those picks and find a player as good as Quinnen Williams? Like, what are the chances of that?
Yeah.
10%? Maybe?
Yeah, for sure. And he's under contract for two more years. You know, I think that's the big thing here. And he doesn't really go into that. I mean, I get it. Like, if this were just a rental player, then I can understand what did you just do. But the fact that this guy's going to be here for multiple years, he's the best defensive tackle that the Cowboys have had since, I don't know, I threw out like Jay Ratliff. I think he's better.
He's better than Jay.
Roy Glover in Brian's day. Somebody went back to Russell Maryland. I mean, like, this dude is an absolute star, and it is a position that, one, the Cowboys have had kind of seemed to neglect up until now, and it's also one that, yeah, outside of Osa, they have really struggled to evaluate. I mean, Mozzie's going back. That was a first-round pick that they took a couple years ago. They didn't think they'd have to make this move. They swung and missed, and he's going back to New York as part of this deal.
Let's not lose sight of that. We don't have to watch him play anymore.
Yeah, that was a nice touch. How would you compare contrast Quinnen Williams in the defensive tackles of the last 25 years or so, Brian? They brought up Russell Maryland. What do you think? Is this? How far do you go back to find one better than Quinnen?
I was man, that's a good question, because I came from an era where the Vikings used to have all those guys, you know, with the John Randalls and the people like that.
They had the Williams bros.
Yeah.
And then, they were stars.
Then San Francisco had Bryant. They had
Bryant Young and Dana Stubblefield.
Yeah. I mean, they had some really good players then. This guy, you know, and it was funny because I was just like at the break, I was just kind of peeking at him. And there, I was watching the Steelers game from him, and he just literally just split a double team and tackled for loss. And that's just the kind of player you're going to get. I mean, you get this guy that's just a really powerful player at the point of attack, and he just gets rid of people, and he doesn't get moved. And, you know, you need somebody like that. You need somebody that can anchor down and play run defense and would give you the occasional pass rush. I mean, there's been times where in this game where Rodgers has been running around, and like he's not getting, like, left in the dust. I know Rodgers is a 40-year-old guy running around, but you know, he's still got that ability to close and get on you quick. He's really powerful. I kind of feel like, to me, this is a different guy than when Leroy Glover, because Leroy Glover was smaller, and I think Leroy Glover was much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both very disruptive in the way they play.
.com's got Leroy Glover as the third best defensive tackle all time behind Bob Lilly and Randy White.
Yeah.
So this is a guy that definitely belongs in that conversation. Obviously, he's played quite a bit of football. What is this, a six-year? Quinnen Williams, fifth year, something like that. So he's been in the NFL for a while, but, you know, adds an element that they just don't have. And I think it's about what happens next, because you've kind of set this thing up where you have your first-round picks, you have cap space, you have some better players, under contract now, that hopefully they could continue this level of aggressiveness and player acquisition that started really with George Pickens, and make a big push into competing in 2026. Because, Chief, you're right. It's short-sighted to grade this trade on just what it means for this season. It's
absolutely
a super long shot. I would probably take the under on that. What do you say, 7% playoff odds?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now I'd take the under. Like, you need about eight things to go perfectly here for you, starting with Savone Revel coming off an ACL injury and being an impact rookie, which is a long shot.
You still got your two ones this year. Now you don't have your two that and or three, so I get that. But maybe you can recoup that if you want to move around with one of your ones. You move back a little bit. That's what Howie Roseman and the Eagles like to do a lot, too. That's how they're able to acquire a treasure chest of picks.
Okay, the best thing for the last 24 hours, other than the trades, is the epic shots fired Jerry Jones at Micah Parsons from the Stephen A. interview. Like, veering through traffic to hunt Micah down with any question that might be lobbed at him. He was asked if he looks for players that have traits like Michael Irvin and DeMarcus Ware. And Jerry said, not one time, not even in the hottest of days and two-a-days in August in Texas, between 11 in the morning or when they quit practicing 4 in the afternoon, did I ever see any of those two over there lay on a damn training table in front of a million people. Never. It's not in their makeup. It's just not in their makeup. I thought when I first saw that quote yesterday, I was getting ball sacked or butt cracked. But I love it. The War of Words definitely continues. And I mean, Micah sparked it back 4 or 5 days ago. So this might end up being the second best rivalry we have to Jerry and Jimmy. Okay, how about we go to the line of the night from Troy Aikman. He said, yeah, he may want to cancel that trade. I don't think one player from what I've seen tonight is going to make a difference for this group. Jerry Jones, in fact, ends up doubling it. It wasn't only Quinnen Williams. It was Logan Wilson earlier today that Brian told us, I think, last segment. You expect him to step in and be the new Mike?
Yeah, I do. I feel like that he's a better player than what you have with Murray. And so, you know, that's what you need to kind of figure out, that because he can do things for you. He plays the zone coverage well. He tackles well. He reads well. He's not going to be out of position. He needs to immediately be put in the lineup.
Kind of like a Sanborn who can cover?
I think a better player there. I think a better player there. I think a guy that, you know, when you start, both guys have those instincts to kind of read plays. I just feel like that Logan Wilson's a little bit quicker to get to where he needs to be, as opposed to Jack Sanborn.
I tell you what, 6-2 seems tough. I'm going to hold out hope for it, just because the other games seem winnable besides those three. So if you could beat Philly, Detroit, or Kansas City, you got to get everybody healthy, have these players make an impact. But, I mean, you're adding Wilson and Overshown. That's basically like remaking your linebackers. You're getting your safeties back. And now you're plugging Quinnen Williams down in there as Jadeveon Clowney starts to come through and Ezra Raku is starting to show. I mean, by the time we got to the second half last night, at least in the fourth quarter, the Cowboys were actually kind of getting stops. They were getting off the field.
The pressure was good last night.
Yeah.
It's just that secondary, goodness, I don't know. Hopefully those reinforcements help. I mean, Josh Butler's a guy that's supposedly ready. I don't know why they're wasting time with Bridges, personally. I know coaches like players that they know. Yeah. But I think that coaches being uncomfortable is exactly what they need on that side of the football right now. What you're doing is clearly not working, and you've got to change up the personnel.
Yeah, and you know it is a super, super long shot, but I think we've seen crazier things in this NFL. The offense has to get right, though. Okay, then I think the biggest story last night before the trade news started was Jeremy Fowler reporting that Asante Samuel has been cleared to play from that spine issue. So that's a big deal for him. And he said he's talking with several teams, could take visits this week. So the next thing I want to see is that Asante Samuel's coming in to take a look. Okay, let's go to the morning news here in the C-Note. They have the top five takeaways from last night's loss to Arizona. Fast start, faster stop is their second takeaway. What'd you guys think about the decision to go for it there, fourth? And it was a little bit longer. What was that, six? Was that six?
Like fourth quarter?
First drive of the game.
Fourth and four.
Everything was going perfect.
I think it was kind of exactly what we'd been asking for.
Yeah, I wanted them to go for it.
It's just unfortunate. I mean, them not getting it, you know, I was thinking if you run it here, okay, so Arizona's got it at what, their own 2-yard line? And maybe your defense could take advantage, but unfortunately they go right down the field on you and put up some points. But yeah, I didn't have an issue.
I don't know what the math says. In hindsight, I did wonder if last night was the first time that maybe the defense being such a sieve was putting pressure on the offense and making you do things that maybe you wouldn't otherwise do.
Well, the analytics say on it, it's a 64% go, 61% kick the field goal. So it's only really a go for it by 2.9%.
Yeah, you know, I would have just liked to see what would have happened if you kicked two field goals. And now as you get the ball with 7.5 minutes to go, you don't need two scores. You're not in a hurry. Maybe Javonte Williams hangs on to the ball or everything's different, right? You change one thing, you change everything. But that was a real buzzkill after the way that it started. A bright spot's the next takeaway. That's Donovan Ezra-Raku. No D in defense. I didn't think the defense was the issue. I mean, you give up 27 points, that would define you as one of the worst 10 defenses in the NFL if you average that for a season. But I thought last night was maybe a small step in the right direction. It was just the offense and the turnovers.
I think it was Archer maybe who had it, where like the Cardinals hadn't had a drive of 74 yards.
Yeah, they did it all.
Twice. Yeah.
Did it twice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Deron Bland, like that thing right there. Oh, boy, that's we got to get that thing a reverse course in a hurry and maybe start to show that he can be the player that he was pre-injury or that could be a giant swing and a miss, and maybe a critical swing and miss if Osa and Bland aren't going to play any better than what you've seen so far this season. We got Krusty's Corner coming up. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we've got some film takeaways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Have to admit, I went to Austin this weekend to see Bennett.
Yeah.
On Sunday. And they had a big win against Vanderbilt.
Big win.
Big win.
Fired up.
I stopping off at Bucky's on the way home to get something for Michelle.
Uh-huh. Which Bucky's?
The Bucky's in Hillsboro.
Uh-huh.
Did you get the Texas Philly?
No.
Brisket?
She likes the beaver nugget things.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The little popcorn
yeah.
thing looking things.
Those yeah. are a staple.
Yeah, yeah, she's a big fan of those.
But no brisket Sando.
Your boy was on the phone walking in, tripped on the curb.
Oh no. You did not.
All the way down?
You
all
lose
way
your down. Earpiece again?
Avis parking lot all over again?
Had long pants on, right?
Oh,
long
no. pants. Tear them.
Still ripped my, it didn't rip the pants, but my knee got bloodied again. Oh. Same exact spot.
Yikes.
It's happened 3 times in a row now.
Avis, Pickler, and now Bucky's.
Yeah.
Okay, you need the life alert, don't you?
Oh, no.
I was on the phone. I was talking, and there was the handicap area where they have like where the wheelchairs go.
Should have taken yep. advantage.
And I
of
was
that.
Walking, and I was and I didn't even look. And I went my toe got caught on the edge, the lip,
yep.
and went forward. And so now I'm like laying in the parking lot again, and I pop up. You know,
no one helped you.
Like,
is it the Hawkers? I mean, the extra
thick sole. No, it's just
throwing off your reed.
No, it's the breezes. It's the awareness of the lip.
It's just the every time there is a lip on a curb or something like that, I hook my toe every single time. And so now here we are. Like I've got a bloody knee. Like it hurts. But no injuries to the hands.
Thank goodness.
But my pants, like it I hit so hard, it rips skin with long pants on.
Wow. That's quite a fall.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. And so I popped up. And everybody is like, "Oh, you okay, sir? You're right." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Goodness. I mean, I walked into Bucky's and like I went and got, you know, and I'm just like, I can't believe, you know, just, and I was like limping. I was limping in there, you know, and like,
yeah.
And then I luckily in my car, in my Nissan, I got a
first aid kit.
Yeah. So I kind of stitched myself up.
Yeah. Now, do you have one of those wheelchair ramps in that? Because I think we're going to get you one of them scooters, little rascal.
I need something.
Maybe some Dawson. Some blue blockers.
Pretty damn embarrassing.
Something.
Pretty damn embarrassing. That,
that is happened. Tough.
But
yeah.
But I'll tell you, I did.
That's one a year for the last 3 years.
It's starting more regular.
Yeah,
it's like every 6 months.
It's not falling like I'm Joe Biden falling, you know, or that.
Well, that's next.
Or who's our senator from Kentucky that always falls down?
O'Connell.
Mitch O'Connell. Yeah.
Oh, Mitch.
Like Mitch will just be like walking and all of a sudden just fall.
Yeah,
you know?
He's had a couple of bad ones.
Yours is lip
and he's like, "Oh, did you get that on camera?" You're like, "Yeah." You know?
You're going viral as we speak, Mitch. Oh,
we need to get you some knee pads and some like wrist guards for when you walk around.
I need
a helmet.
Yeah, I need I need Tony Hawk skateboarding gear.
Yeah.
Is what I need.
Just to walk.
Some knee pads.
It's embarrassing. God, it's so embarrassing. But yeah, that it hurts. I mean, literally, my knee is killing me right now.
I'm proud of you, man. I didn't notice a gimp walking through AT&T Stadium yesterday.
Pretty good.
Yeah, because I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, you just don't want to talk about it?
I just fight through it.
Yeah. Doing the right thing.
Fight through it. All right. Cowboys' third down defense yesterday. Can I focus on that a little bit yesterday?
No. Yeah.
What's the stat? 18 of 18 third and one conversions?
Yeah.
They have not forced a fourth down on 18 third and one tries this year. That has to be historic.
Yeah. It's
I don't like it here
it's
anymore.
It's horrendous the way that they play their third down defense right now. But what happened is, let me point out some of these if I could.
I was surprised I looked at the stats. They were only 7 of 13.
I know, because they started
off. Well, it started 7 of 9.
They started off 7 of 9. That's okay. The problem.
Third and 16, bang, yeah. No problem.
All right, this is some of the things that happened that I noticed on film, okay? So let me just walk you through. This is just basically like the first drive. Just looking at
it's nauseating.
Third and 8 on the Arizona 13. Okay, they got Bland. He's going to play press coverage against Harrison Jr. So Eberflus is going to bring 7 around the blitz. Fowler gets ridden to the ground by Williams, the tackle. Should have been a holding call. Absolutely missed.
Maybe a face mask.
Missed badly there. Harrison is able to push off at the top of the route to get the separation.
Not surprised.
And that wasn't called either.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
So you really had two penalties on the play that should have been called. We talked about this in the Zebra Report. This crew, this Adrian Hill, his crews, they're always not gonna do anything to help the home team here. They're gonna make sure they screw the home team all they can. Third and 10 at Arizona 31 appears to be 4 across in the secondary, right? That we talk about that cover 4 where you have the corners and the safeties. Eberflus again brings 7 with a slot blitz. Okay, Eberflus is doing things where we're like, yeah, here we go. Bring him pressure. Thomas jumps into the neutral zone on this play, so it's a free play. And then Ezeraku is laid off the snap, and he arrives a step late. But the ball is out of it. His ball is out. Harrison just runs the out on Bland. But this happened a couple of different times with Ezeraku. Zach, I didn't notice if you noticed that. Just a little bit late on some of these rushes and stuff like that. He got kind of caught up at the tackles.
Yeah.
Too, a little bit. Like, instead of having space to work, he was him and our tackles were kind of like hip to hip on some of these things. And it wasn't twist stunts or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't
like,
clean.
They
got tied.
Yeah, so, but it's a free play right there, and Ezeraku laid off the snap. Third and six from the 50. Eberflus rushes four with Williams and Ezeraku dropping. Okay? So I'm sitting there thinking, your better pass rushers are all of a sudden now dropping? Mm-hmm. This is where you get, when as a coach, you're feeling like, well, you're getting too smart here. You know, that fire zone where, okay, we're bringing secondary guys and linebackers, but let's let our two better passers, Williams, I say, but let's let Ezeraku
drop in space
here.
Yeah, you're
kind of like, you know, and so what happens is Bell is playing in the slot against McBride, and he grabs him. I mean, it's clear. He just grabs him. He tackles him, you know, not comfortable in space. The official, you know, the pass is, it's a clear hole. Pass is incomplete. Officials flag Bell for the hold, which absolutely should have been called. So that's an automatic first down. Eberflus shows a double A-gap blitz. It's third and six at the Dallas 41. Eberflus shows that double A-gap blitz. We've seen that Mike Zimmer kind of look, right? Where they mug those guys up on the line. But he backs out again. He goes cover three. Wilson runs a route short of the sticks. Brissett is able to climb the pocket to find Wilson short of the sticks. Bland has a chance for the stop here, but he can't get him to the ground. Wilson like overpowers him, so it's a first down. But ball was short of the sticks. He was probably 2-3 yards short of the sticks, and Bland had a chance, couldn't get
it
done.
That was the beginning of the, oh, geez, what happened there?
What's it?
Third and five from the Dallas 29. Eberflus shows blitz, but drops Houston and Ezeraku again in coverage. Brissett still has time in the pocket. Bridges in good position on Harrison. Ball's too wide. So that led to a field goal there. But here we are again. Houston, Ezeraku dropping. For what reason? Probably need to get them to be attacked.
Is that a simulated pressure?
Guess so. One of those things where, you know, it's like...
They'll never see it coming.
Of course not.
We're going to disguise this, but like, yeah, let's take our best guys and not do anything. All right, here we go. Third and 14 at the Arizona 49. Williams gets off the ball early. That's the tackle. Williams is off. No call for motion, you know. And so, anyway, both Osa and Houston get close to getting home. They're playing cover three. Houston curls between Bland and Bell for the reception. This is like that zone coverage again, Dawson. We were talking about where everybody's kind of lined up. The linebacker's not in really good shape, not where they need to be. But Harrison manages a curl between Bland and Bell. So you got the safety in the corner right there. But the ball's right there for the first down. But on third and 14, they get a first down on that play. Third and one on the Dallas 6. Arizona quick snaps on this play. Remember, they got up to the line really quick, and Dallas, they weren't ready on defense. Ezeraku's looking for the call as the ball's coming his direction. He gets cut. Murray does a good job of working outside to prevent the touchdown, but that could have been. You know, they score on the next play, but that was a Dallas wasn't ready with the personnel, nor did they get the call in time. Third and 16. Here's another one. Third and 16 from the Arizona 29. Eberflus rushes four. He gets pressure from Houston inside. Pressure from Clark forces Brissett to have to move to his right. Has no choice but to throw the ball short to McBride, short of the stick. So they get off the field here on the third and 16. Good job by the pressure from Clark, and then them like with making Brissett have to move. Third and three of the Dallas 35. They're going to try to run the wheel route to McBride on this one, but he gets covered well by Bland. Now we're starting to play some defense here. But he's covered well by Bland and Stewart, so they kind of double-team him. Brissett dumps the ball to Knight in the flat. Jones gets beat to the sticks. Mm-hmm. Okay, third and three. We remember that. This is when they start throwing the ball to the flat, and you couldn't stop that.
Yeah.
Another third and one. You get inside handoff to Knight. Ezeraku goes inside. James fills. Murray now laid over the top. Thomas misses the tackle. That's going to be a first down for you right there. Third and five from the Dallas 16. You get a nice job by Clowney beating Williams, again, the tackle we talked about, to the inside, and he gets into the throwing lane. He tips the ball, and Bland gets called for defensive holding on McBride. But remember, the flag gets picked up because the ball got tipped. If you don't tip that ball, it's probably a touchdown, you know, because it's going to be – Bland is like holding on, but down there, McBride's probably going to make the damn play because this is the kind of player he is down in the red zone. You have a third and three on the Arizona 29. This is a sack. Yet Clowney beats Williams around the edge. Clark's able to work around Brown as well on the twist. Brissett has nowhere to go, so they're starting to find a way to get some pressure. They have a false start from Hernandez on a third and 18. They throw a screen to DeMarcado that was snuffed out by Clark. That was really, really good play. That was a third and 23. So, again, here we go. Great read by Clark. The pressure from Osa, and that helps the situation there. Third and 12 is another one here where there's excellent coverage across the board. Bell gets away with a hold on McBride. Clowney crashes down inside to force Brissett wide. Clark's there to make him pull the ball down and scrabble for a short gain. See, you're starting to see they're starting to kind of pick up things. And here's the final one. Third and 12, an excellent coverage across the board. Bell gets away with another hold. We talk about Clowney again. He forces Brissett wide, but Clark makes him there to scramble for the short gain. Like, that was the previous play, I'm sorry. But that's the kind of – they started playing third down defense better. Like, early in the game, they just weren't – they were trying some things. They were trying some seven-man pressure. They were trying to show some different looks. Brissett kind of took advantage of that, but then they started kind of attacking with more of their four-man line stuff, and those guys were starting to get home. So, unfortunately for Dallas, they didn't play good enough third-down defense. I think this is where really that the Arizona Cardinals killed you in this football game, is their ability to, early in that game, get those third downs and convert long third down yardage situations. It's a shame, though, that Dallas didn't decide to play defense until later in the game.
How much does Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson help is the discussion of where we go from here.
Yeah.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll pick your brain about that a little bit later on in the show. We got 2 hours down, 3 to go. Wolchuk, football fix time?
Trade deadline aftermath, cloning your dogs, and Baker. That's next to the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.